Well, we haven't played our best football the last couple weeks, and when you don't play your best football, you get in a situation where you don't control what happens in a division. We're in there in that position right now. I need a little bit of help as far as the division title and all that is concerned. But we do control our playoff hopes, and that's what we have to lay our, you know, everything that we do right now on. To just play better football. Each week, we talk about the turnover ratio and how it normally determines the outcome of the game. That was the case. They had a couple big takeaways that led to 14 points. We had one that where we didn't get any points. So just can't have that happen, kind of simple as that. But looking in the big picture, though, you know, if you need a game coming up to really, you know, get you motivated to play your best football, it should be your rival with Green Bay coming in. But again, against Minnesota, offensively, put a lot of yards up. We did some good things, third downs and passing yards and all that, but it's about points. And we haven't scored enough points. It's as simple as that. Brandon Marshall has been outstanding all year, really. So for him, though, to set the season reception toll record, that's the type of year he's had. And he, of course, was competing hard right up until the last offensive snap. Protection-wise, been pretty good the last couple weeks. Haven't given up a lot of sacks, which is good for, you know, the line that we've been putting out on the football field. But, again, not enough points on the offensive side of the field. Defensively, you know, it's about this, you know, the start. That first drive really put us on our heels. The long breakout run first off. But we could have gotten out of it at least with the field goal. We had a 3rd-and-9 situation, and we didn't convert with it. And the takeaways, we talk about the turnover ratio, not winning it. We're not getting enough. We haven't gotten enough takeaways lately, and that trend has to change. But after that, I mean, we played pretty good. You know, we hung in there defensively. Still not enough three and outs, and it just wasn't a good enough performance. Our defense outperformed our defense yesterday. Special team-wise, we'll continue to talk about getting more from our return game, even though it got a little bit better. I thought Adam Potlitz did a great job of coming in, you know, finding out right before the game that he would be doing the kickoffs and just punting the football. He did an outstanding job. Injuries. We had a few injuries in the game. Some of our guys from last week are getting better. Brian Urlacher is getting better. Earl Bennett, Tim Jennings, Chris Spencer, all those guys are. Stephen Pye. And hopefully we'll have some of those guys back this week. But Robbie Gold, you know, injuring his left calf muscle doing the warm-ups, that's not ideal for – that wasn't ideal for it. Jay Cutler hurting his neck. Shea McClellan with his knee. Craig Stelz with the knee injury. And Sherrick McManus with a knee injury also. You know, those injuries all kind of mounted up a little bit. And don't know, you know, we're evaluating all of them right now and, you know, starting treatment and all that for them. We'll be able to give you a little bit more details on them a little bit later on. But we're at 8-5 right now. Got a 3-game season. It's as simple as that. And, again, as far as what really the big picture, we control what happens to us, but we have to play better football. I mean, I just don't think it's as simple as why this. It doesn't work like that. We're continuing to play hard, but sometimes they don't come. Simple as that. You go through spells where they just don't happen. You just have to stay in the game, keep playing. Eventually they'll come. You know, he wasn't able to go yesterday, and not a lot has happened since then. Again, we have a week to see exactly how much farther he comes along, but don't know a lot more right now. We're just hopeful. I think we had 10 explosive plays yesterday, so I don't think it's that. I think if you look at yesterday, I mean, we had some drops that were big plays where we could have gotten you know, a few more scores. We got beat by one score. So just looking at yesterday's offensive performance, it's just, you know, completing, finishing a couple of those drives that we've talked about. Kellen is a good blocker, and he's done a great job blocking. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he will tell you in the passing game, just maybe a little bit more consistency in it. But we needed that from our entire team. Kellen's a part of that. But yesterday, you know, as a whole, we just didn't – we had some more plays out there to be made in the passing game. Kellen was a part of that. Now, I mean, the pressure we're feeling right now is just on our performances improving. It's on us. We talked about someone else controlling the division, but what happens to us didn't really matter about really the teams ahead of us or the teams behind us right now. It's just what we do, so not looking at that at all. And to be in a situation where the team that's leading our division is coming in this week. Because really, you look at the big picture, you look at Minnesota and other things that happened in the past, is about this week. The team, we have the Packers coming in, and that's enough right there to just, for all of our thoughts, to just go on them. I think, you know, every day I've been here, each day I think all of us come to work, we're going to do the best job that we possibly can, and all of our futures are tied. It's all based on wins and losses, really, and I'm okay with that. I think you don't live in the past, period. And I don't think how much situations help you a little bit, but I just don't think that that has much bearing on what's going on right now. Our six-game winning streak earlier can't help us right now, really, an awful lot. Us losing three of the last four, whatever it's been, can't help us an awful lot. It's just concentrating on looking at the situation that's in front of us right now. That's what we're going to do, evaluate everything that happened from the game, where we need to go forward, and that's all you really need to concentrate on is that.